Somewhere a bird twittered, and the first pale milky light showed, reflecting eerily back off the mist. Fuel wrapped the blanket tightly and scooted nearer the fire.
Isn't it strange being up here in autumn mist?
Broggle yawned.
Aye, gives me a floaty feeling when it's thick all around me.
Boorab snorted.
Fiddle-dee-dee, Leddyback. You've never been in a real pea super of a fog. I remember one time I got caught in a fog so belly thick I had to cut me way out with a knife, what?
Nimbalo loomed up like a small blanketed ghost and sat with them.
That's nothing. I was in a mountain fog once, the worst kind. Couldn't see me paw behind me back or me tail even I looked forward. 'Twas so thick, I saw a frog walking on it.
A voice spoke from behind Nimbalo.
Mountain fogs are mere wisps compared to a good marsh fog. When I was younger, we used to go out looking for marsh fogs. They were so thick and soft. I'd take my needles with me and knit them into blankets for the infirmary.
The speaker came forward. Wide-eyed with astonishment, the friends sat staring at Sister Alkaneth. The stern infirmary keeper was smiling. Fillon opened her blanket for Alkaneth to share.
Well done, sister. You've certainly stopped those two fibbers in their tracks. Blankets for the infirmary, eh?
Formal Brull shuffled up, tiny dewdrops forming on her velvety fur. They twinkled in the firelight.
Here, come, son. Fogs be a-lifting now.
Within a short space of time, it was a soft autumn morning. Warm breezes took faded leaves from the trees, drifting them down to earth. Swallows swirled and soared in patterned flights beneath a clear sky of powdered blue. Gundil took a fallen sycamore seed pod and spun it into the air on his two perfectly shaped wings. Mira stood between the battlements, watching the woodland fringe and flatlands skirting the path to the south. Lekka stood by her side, leaning on her javelin. Mira sighed impatiently.
When do you think Dana will come?
The big otter squinted her left eye against the sun.
Sorry, Abbess, ma'am. Can't say for certain. When old Rocky Garge said it'd be the time that russet apples fall, she was only saying it as a rough guide. Could be another 2 or 3 days. Friar's serving breakfast, ma'am. Why don't you go and eat? I'll keep watch here. Go on, little Abbess. You look tired.
Mira clenched her paws in frustration.
Oh, if there were only some way to make him come back.
Ye could try singing them home.
Mira was puzzled by old Hawk's remark.
What do you mean, singing them home?
The old dormouse took a sip of his morning dandelion tea.
It always seemed to work when I was a little un. We often stood on the walls and sang to bring travellers safe home.
Blecker and Swash agreed with Hawk.
Aye, ma'am. Otters believe in home singing.
Skipper said it always works. Try it, Abbess Marm. We'll sing the verses, even you and your Redwallers help out on the choruses.